نبي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of the Charter of Islamic Governance based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. And we are basing our discussions on the sermon number 192, which is also known as the Sermon of Qasi'ah, in which Imam Ali alayhi salam explains some of the reasons why societies progress and why they stoop low, why they become noble and why they become humiliated. What are those factors that lead to their progress and their degradation? And these are something that we need to keep in mind because of the fact that Imam Ali alayhi salam mentions that there are certain divine principles that govern the way societies progress and how they go low and how they regress. And these are something that we need to keep in mind as people in the Muslim Ummah, as a Muslim society, so that we can also deal with the different situations in a way that will cause our progress and not repeat the mistakes of the past peoples. So Imam Ali alayhi salam previously, as I said previously, had mentioned some of the reasons why communities became humiliated, why communities became lowly, why communities degraded. And the reason behind that was that they started to have divisions amongst themselves, fissures, and divisiveness was something common amongst them, and that's why they became disunited and lowly.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, as I mentioned in the introduction of today's session, that the reason why communities became low, why they became humiliated and degraded, was because of factionalism, disunity, not having a united front, forming groups and groups that are separate from one another, not being together with the hearts and with the tongues, speaking different things in different fronts without having that united way forward. So Imam Ali alayhi salam says those things, mentions one by one. He said, when disunity struck you, when disunity struck those societies, and that that warmth and close connection between people became destroyed, became separated, right? And when there was difference in their speech and in their hearts and in their intentions, and when they became branches and branches from one common area, from one common community, they started to form these branches and branches and become disunited in that sense. And when they formed different groups and political parties and things like that, that were separate from one another in essence. You know, sometimes you have different groups, but they are not separate in essence. They just have different methodologies, but they work towards the same goal. But sometimes the groups are essentially different from one another. This is dangerous. Then Imam Ali alayhi salam says, قَدْ خَلَعَ عَنْهُمْ لِبَاسَ كَرَامَتِهِ. And this is when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has stripped from the body of this community the cloth of nobility, the robe of nobility, when they started to have this disunity and factionalism and divisiveness amongst themselves. وَسَلَبَهُمْ غَضَارَةَ نِعَمِهِ or وَسَلَبَهُمْ غَضَارَةَ نِعْمَتِهِ and all the good blessings, the wonderful blessings from that were given to them by God because of that unity and united front were taken away from them. This is something to learn.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Now, I would just like to mention some things. These statements that are mentioned by Imam Ali alayhi salam, they themselves are miracles. You don't need to look for different things in history to prove the greatness of Imam Ali alayhi salam necessarily, just by some, for example, some apparent things like, you know, lifting the gate of Khaybar and all of these. These are true, these are correct. These are definitely great things that Imam Ali did. But the actual greatness, the true greatness of Imam Ali alayhi salam comes from these words that he has mentioned. That today he is counted as one of, or he is the biggest philosopher, thinker of, you know, of since time immemorial. The statements and the thought processes and the theories and the visions that Imam Ali alayhi salam has presented in these sermons on how a society grows and how it regresses, all of these are things that thinkers spend years and years to conclude, and many times they cannot, you know, construe all the different dimensions of these social phenomena. But Imam Ali alayhi salam was able to mention with accuracy and exact detail on how communities become low and how they become degraded and how they fall apart. This is something that we need to keep in mind. As you know, this is the age, especially after the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came, is the age of strengthening the intellect. And these are the things that we need to work on. The intellectual strength of a Muslim, of a community, at different fronts, at different levels of the society, at different dimensions of thinking and of different dimensions of you know, human thought and the different sciences and arts. This is where now the time has come that we need to manifest the true way and method that is taught to us by the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. And this will create that strength in our societies. This is what the 12th Imam Ajjalallahu Ta'ala Farajahu Sharif needs from us as a community today. And let us pray to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala that we can take lessons from this and as much as possible stay away from having differences and divisions amongst ourselves. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معناه باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من ناداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمناه هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه